Welcome back, my friend, to another episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of the NemosNewsNetwork.com exoteric what's happening website, news website, and also the SarahPayum.com esoteric hidden history, what's happened, why it happened, what's happening next archive as well. And in this episode, we're going to go into what's going on in the world, recent updates. And we're going to talk a little bit about the war being waged against our children and ourselves, although most of the adults seem to ignore this and have their head in the sand while the war is being openly waged against their own children to such dismay, although the wrath of the awakened Saxon has begun. Chabad centers are burning. We're going to talk about this and much more in this episode. Poisoned rivers, famine, war crimes in Gaza, so much more. After a short word from our Patriot Christian sister company sponsors. Remember, YouTube wanted us to be to disappear. They bankrupted us virtually, and then we had to start a vitamin company and a bookstore and a coffee company on the side to sort of make ends meet, as I tell the truth. And that's, we have two of them left. One of them's already out of business. The bookstore is gone soon. Everything is still discounted there. Check it out. Now, here's a word from our Christian Patriot remaining sponsors.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
A mob of students cornered a helpless student and proceeded to savagely beat, punch, and kick him at Early Ridge Middle School recently. This is a middle school, and this is not alone. This is not a one-off incident. This is not a standard fight between teen boys. This happens just around a week after the 16-year-old girl from Missouri, Kaylee Gain, was beaten into a near coma. She was left having seizures on the floor after her head was slammed multiple times on the concrete, and her grandmother says that she, quote, may not recover, end quote. And the principal of this middle school back in 2022, Muhammad Ali Salim, oh boy, was arrested for soliciting 15-year-old girls for sex. Now, he's a principal at the middle school asking kids for sex, offering money, and he was only given 30 days and 3 years of probation. Our children are under siege. Where were we? Jump over to our cousins in Germany, and you have 10-year-old children being denied drinking water because of a few Muslims observing Ramadan that day. They are charging 6 middle school kids in Massachusetts, again, I think I mentioned this before, with hate charges for saying things that are offensive in a chat room on the internet. What if these were your children? Because it's coming. Back over to Germany, and look, this is happening throughout the West. This is just this week's examples. The ones that made it to international prominence, the ones that we noticed. There are many, many, many children suffering across the West. In a town near you, in your own backyard, this is happening from there all the way across the oceans to our fellow Christian, once Christian, nations, our fellow lost tribes of Israel. We're all being attacked by the same people using the same tactics. And when the adults won't stand up, they'll go for the children too. And every single person who works for the government are enabling this. Every single person who helps that beast machine run, from the smallest screw to the largest gear, to the people who pull the strings themselves. You're all enabling it. You're all complicit in these children being hurt. Between every operator and puppeteer, there's an army of stupid cogs just following orders that need to be broken. This 16-year-old girl in Germany, Loretta, was publicly shamed and is being charged for posting meme videos. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods and a number of other very large mega corporations, dozens of them, I don't have a full list in front of me, but many of them, have begun to hire illegals and fire whites, especially whites, but all American citizens. They're replacing us, actively and openly, and they hope you won't notice, but they are doing it, and it's time to Bud Light them, as some people are saying. Meanwhile, the UN Secretary General's Youth Climate Advisor has called for whites to be stripped of power in revolutionary fights. Well, just talk to the corporations about it. They don't even need to fire a bullet. They're taking all the power and the dollars from whitey right now, just like the Jews took all of the political positions. The silver lining here is that many of our friends and fellows and relatives and neighbors and, you know, other citizens who are still caught up in Babylon, who are making good money, who have good careers, who are very focused on making these big corporations run smoothly, many of them are now going to drop out of the rat race, begin to have persecution, perhaps poverty, and begin to realize some things about the world and about their former employer, and perhaps about the nature of reality itself, and perhaps even, if we're lucky, they'll find it within them to begin to resist. But at the very least, this is going to wake up a whole lot of very sleepy people. And remember this, since it is once again in the news, as once again the UN soldiers and so-called peacekeeper blue helmets have shelled civilians and raped children. Women, of course, too, but even children. By the thousands, by the way, they have a history. They are enemy soldiers. Never trust them. You will probably see some soon. Those shiny blue helmets make them sure easy to spot in the dark. And another Boeing 737 lands at an airport with missing pieces. This is pretty common. Videos are now being uploaded of flapping parts breaking off as they fly from the wings. And the Jews in false Israel bombed another school filled with children. I'm about tired of seeing babies' bones stick out of their face. Yahweh, bring us Obadiah 18, please. Bring about the wrath of the awakened Saxon, Father. Show the world who the synagogue of Satan really is, that they may be exposed. Burn out the tares, mighty Yahweh, in Yeshua's name. did not show you the babies because I just couldn't deal with it today. It's just too many. I have my own and I just can't look at it. Meanwhile, in South Africa, the two white farms may lose their access to sell or export goods. White farmers are not only being systematically genocided with government help. I mean, the government's blindly consenting to this and encouraging it. And the rape, kill, murder gangs that torture children to death and boil people alive after they rape them and you know, all that crucify type stuff, are going around house to house, farm to farm with government-issued cell phone jammers. Way beyond your normal thug's budget and expertise. This is something the size of a backpack. It's a big machine. And white farmers are being told, if you don't give these black people who did no work on your farm a big chunk of what you own and a say in how you own it, then we will destroy your farm. And this is perhaps why the white Afrikaners in South Africa all have basically joined the largest private military organization in the world in order to protect their farms. They have private patrols, they have private equipment, they have a lot of guns, and it makes sense. They tribed up. Something we should do. Support this broadcast, support our ministry, message, and mission to wake people up and protect babies at redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state, and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com, where our specialty is waking people up. Gourmet organic coffees, the world's most powerful all-natural sleep formula with no liver toxicity or brain damage side effects. We have the most powerful antioxidant in the world, which was shown in the Bati study, the famous Bati study, to double the lifespan of cancerous little lab mice, the ones that are supposed to die of a tumor by like year one. They just kept going and going until they had to kill these little things, because this most powerful antioxidant in the world doubled their lifespan. Not a claim. Go check out the study for yourself. It's pretty well known at this point. We have some other really incredible products there as well. Only the best high-value stuff. Check it out and support this broadcast. Again, redpillliving.com and thegreatawakeningcoffee.com. There's the Great Awakening books there, too. They're still selling out the last of the stock, but it is going out of business, the bookstore. Back to our show. And by the way, I did mention the wrath of the awakened Saxon had begun. A Florida Chabad Jewish center and synagogue has been torched in an arson incident. All I can say is, it wasn't me, but hell yeah. The Bible actually expressly commands that we burn their groves and altars and places of worship. Not that I could legally encourage such a thing, of course. I'm just a commenting historian and journalist. But I do predict more of it. I mean, I think it's kind of obvious, culturally speaking. If you want to see other examples, check out the article titled The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon at theserapeum.com. Meanwhile, the Cohen sentences have continued, and I did misspell or mispronounce that on purpose. It's spelled Cohen now, because most of the coincidences are from the Cohens, incidentally. And there is a pattern. Pfizer's chemical spill in Michigan has now caused a no-contact advisory of the Kalamazoo River. It's so toxic, it can make you sick to just touch it. And in fact, it's so obviously toxic that the government had to warn you about it. And normally they don't. If you're not hugging your water and air filters close and reading your Bible constantly, you're doing it wrong. Just my honest opinion. And I've been at this a while. The CDC has finally released a 148-page study on myocarditis following COVID vaccines. All those kids dropping dead from heart problems while they're playing sports in the prime of their life. Those guys, and everyone else who's not as healthy as them, also dropping dead from heart problems all over the world like flies, all of a sudden, all after the vax. And every single page, every single word of the 148-page study was redacted. It's 148 pages of black ink. This was a weaponized form of pharmacopoeia sorcery, or medicine in the modern sense. the Jews have set it up to poison and kill, now at the end of their scheme, all whites. Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney who is responsible for many of the prosecutions of J6ers, is now saying that if the Supreme Court overturns or overrules their interpretive use of the laws they're using to go after J6ers with obstruction, then he will seek longer sentences when they go to ask the courts to reduce their sentence. So everyone who was sentenced would then have to go through a rehearing and ask the courts to basically, hey, look, the Supreme Court said you didn't do this right and you shouldn't do this, so I would like time off or maybe even out completely. And he's saying, no, I'll be there to say we want more time than ever in consecutive sentences, etc. So they're trying to penalize the J6ers and hold them, even if the Supreme Court rules them wrong in doing so. We now have illegal immigrant invaders tutoring their friends on social media how to steal homes through squatters' rights in the U.S. by taking advantage of U.S. law. If you have a rental home or a home that you don't particularly live in yourself, sell it now or lose it to an illegal within probably 6 to 12 months, depending on where you live. I'm not joking. They'll get away with it too. And if you try to stop them, you'll be arrested like we just saw in New York. There are some creative ways to get around squatters, like signing yourself a lease and moving in and telling them, there's nothing you can do about it, I'm here now, get out of my house, I'm the actual renter, and you're invading. And that might work, depending on where you're at and what color your skin is. However, the full force of the U.S. Jewish-controlled government and the states, federal, state, everything, is hell-bent, and the corporations in unison are hell-bent on replacing Whitey with these illegals. This is a plan. You will need to take a lot of steps to protect real estate if you're not living in it, especially. I know that many of my audience are personally tied up through some of these big mortgages, and it's not a good time to sell. I know. Flee with your children and your lives. Damn the material possessions. That's all I can tell you. I've done it. I know what it's like to be wealthy and to walk away from all of that because you have to do the right thing. I'm there. Trust me. But it's worth it. The peace of mind of just having your family with you in a safer place is better than all of the material wealth in the world. You don't need much wealth or material to have a good life. But you do need good neighbors. All I can say is cut your losses and run. Well, you still can. We're in this together. I hope that you have found this video to be of value. It's not easy to make these videos, the ones that have a lot of horrific imagery to them. I'm just burnt out on it. It didn't used to bother me. I grew up watching horror movies and, you know, like Freddy Krueger stuff. I'm not someone who's easily bothered by gore. But around the time, I don't know, when the Saw movies came out, they started to glorify gore. It started to be all about the gore and the blood. That was distasteful. And now it's everywhere, and it's real, and it's babies, and I just can't. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't have the heart to look at some of those images all the time and not break down. It's just, it is what it is. You can call me wimpy or weak or whatever, but when you see babies' bones sticking out of their face, it's enough to make a grown man cry. Anyway, I hope that you'll consider supporting this broadcast, keeping us in this fight. You know we've done a lot of good in this world. We've woken a lot of people up. We've taken a lot of arrows for you and for these children. And I'd like to continue to do so with you and all of the folks out there. You know, you guys are the team that keeps this going. I'm just a loudmouth, stubborn guy. So keep me in the game. We'll keep fighting these demons. Check us out at Nemos News Network, and we'll see you on the next one.